This is St. Louis Public Radio. The police-involved shooting deaths of African Americans led to widespread protests throughout the St. Louis region in 2014. Many young people found themselves on the front lines of a growing conversation on racial injustice in the judicial system. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson reports, one young man's decision took him from activism on the streets to sitting behind bars.
That's the sound of a firecracker going off right next to a pump at the mobile gas station on Hanley Road in Berkeley. It's Christmas Eve 2014, and tensions are running high as people protest the death of yet another young Black man who was killed by the police the night before.
And so that's when the news alert came on that Tonya Martin got shot on the mobile slot, and we turned around and we went there.
Joshua Williams and other activists showed up at the gas station. They've been on the front line speaking out against police-involved shootings since the death of Michael Brown that August. Losing Brown, several other young Black men, and then Martin was just too much for Williams to handle. He wanted law enforcement to be held accountable. But instead, when the protests turned chaotic, he bolted to the Quick Trip across the street and took part in looting. He was even caught on camera in his red hoodie, setting a few fires.
I thought, like, since they're not listening to our voices, then why not just go do something that they will listen to? Because money is they best friend. Like, they are listening when they're losing money.
The fire was quickly put out. Williams was arrested and admitted to setting the fires, stealing gum, a lighter, and some money. He even gave them access to his phone, which his lawyer, Nick Zotto, says didn't help his case.
When he's arrested, he gives consent to search the phone, and there are text messages on the phone that basically make the video clear as to who the person in the video is.
The St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney's Office pushed for the maximum sentence, 15 years. Zotto says that was extreme, partially because the then 19-year-old didn't have a criminal record.
Bob McCullough's office was invested in the, shall we say, the law and order end of Ferguson. You know, I mean, from the beginning of Michael Brown to Darren Wilson, I mean, that's where their office was invested.
St. Louis Public Radio reached out to prosecuting attorney Bob McCullough on several occasions, but he would not comment on Williams' case. But according to the court transcripts, assistant prosecuting attorney Jason Denny said a maximum sentence was warranted and, quote, sends a message that we're not going to tolerate this type of behavior and chaos in our community. With mounting evidence against him, Williams chose to let the judge decide his case. The judge gave him 8 years for arson. Williams is serving his sentence at the Jefferson City Correctional Facility. He served nearly 3 years, and despite everything, he's still positive.
God let me live to see another day, and I know that I'm fighting for other people that's out there, so I have to be strong for them.
Williams does not regret being an activist, but does regret how far he went that night. He says when he does get out, he wants to turn his activism into helping other youth. Bruce Franks wants that to happen sooner rather than later. Franks was also there that night, and he gets Williams' frustrations. And now, as a state representative, Franks is asking Governor Mike Parson to grant Williams clemency. He says Williams needs to be held accountable, but 8 years is too long.
How do we expect him to reacclimate himself back into the community when we talk about criminal justice reform? Like, we talk about second chances. When are we going to start giving second chances? How do we decipher who we give second chances to?
The question of clemency is still up in the air. A spokesperson for Parsons said he could not comment on the matter. And for now, all Williams can do is wait. I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson, St. Louis Public Radio.